WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. This is Talk Radio 680. We're back. Hey, we missed the commercial for Fishbone. Do we have any other spots that we missed last hour? Because I was talking too long. Fishbones is the only one. All right, bud. Sorry about that. I'll do it now, and then we'll do it again later in the hour. But hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I always recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. If you need any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report, all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and I wrote this. I can't even read it. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. I want to say this. If you're looking for a custom color of a bucktail or a parachute or, one of those umbrella rigs or something like that, well, Bud hand ties them, hand paints them. He's been doing so for years and years and years, and he's got some great information. He's got some great information on trolling for rockfish. He actually wrote an article for us in Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the Fishing Outlook, in this year's spring issue. And he's got plenty of them there at the store if you want to pick one up. But call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573. It's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Now, last hour, I talked about things that are going on in the General Assembly. I also talked about the fact that there's no representation there for hunters and fishermen in this year's Assembly. However, the horse people, the organized horse community, has hired a lobbyist with the sole goal to overturn, repeal Sunday hunting. Now, there have been some minor victories, county by county by county, over the past decade or so, okay? And there have been some victories last year and victories this year. Where, you know, first you got to get Sunday hunting on the schedule in your county, by your county delegation. And then they have to determine how many days, you know, will be allocated. Well, last year they got Sunday hunting in Queen Anne's County. They failed in Kent County. This year they failed in Anne Arundel County. Okay. And the primary opponent are the organized horse people. Now they've hired a lobbyist. And the lobbyist's name is Frank D. Boston III. Frank Boston III. He has a law office here in Maryland. He is a lawyer and lobbyist based in Baltimore. His father, Frank D. Boston Jr., was a Democrat state delegate from the city. He has worked for and still works for some of these organizations, Altria Client Services and its affiliates, which includes Philip Morris. You know who Philip Morris is? Yes, the cigarette company. John Middleton Company and U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company. Atlantic Wind Connection, Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 3, Baltimore Licensed Beverage Association, big group, Baltimore Retired Police Benevolent Association, Incorporated, Bridgeport Education, Access to Higher Educations, Citizens for Fire Safety, Fire Retardant Advocates, CSX, that's right, the rail line, CSX Transportation, Elevator Industry Work Preservation Fund, Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, Maryland Association for Justice, Maryland Association of Realtors, Incorporated, Maryland Hotel and Lodging Association, Maryland Licensed Firearm Dealers Association, Maryland State Fraternal Order of Police, Maryland Tourism Council, the Mid-Atlantic Car Wash Association, Miller Coors LLC, Paradox Entertainment, which is a nightclub in Baltimore, and Under Armour are among his clients. High-powered, high-profile, highly connected in the General Assembly in the state of Maryland with lawmakers. Lots of money, lots of organization, and lots of political clout. And what do we have on our side, hunters? What do we have? Let me see. It comes rolling off our tongue. How many conservation organizations do you belong to, and how many of them testify in Annapolis? Oh, they can't because they're conservation organizations. Who do we have to go up against Paladin? That's going to be my nickname for Frank D. Boston III, Paladin. You remember the show Have Gun, Will Travel? Yeah. Did Paladin ever lose? Who do we have to represent us as hunters? To stop Sunday hunting from being repealed. Sunday hunting is a valuable management tool. We're making inroads step by step by step. Guess who battled us all the way with very strong opposition the first time we got Sunday hunting passed? A decade ago. Yes, the horse people. Guess who stand in the opposition every time there's a Sunday hunting bill? The horse people. Why? They have money, they have political clout, and they have organization. Tell me one group in Maryland that has money, political clout, and organization for hunters and fishermen. There's 80,000 of us here in Maryland as far as hunters are concerned. There's 500,000 of us as far as fishermen are concerned. Where's our voice? I want your phone calls. I want to hear from you. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. I want to hear your comments. I've laid out the case. The horse people hate deer hunting. They hate Sunday hunting. We're allowed to hunt on Sundays on private property only. Who the hell's business is it that we allow hunting on our own property and on private property that we lease? I want to hear from you. 410-922-6680. That's my sole topic for this 15 minutes. I need to hear from you now. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hey, it's the Splash into Spring event at Talbot Power Sports on Route 50 in Easton this coming Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. The headliners are the Can-Am Spider, Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft, and Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spider, with its Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies, you can count on an exhilarating and confident ride. From sport to touring, there's a Can-Am Spider for your riding style. Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark is playful, easy to ride, and family-friendly affordable. From beginner to luxury to performance, Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road where adventure lives on a Can-Am ATV. Whether it's for work or for play, choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4. On Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th, take the family to Talbot Power Sports, 9477 Ocean Gateway, Route 50 in Easton, for food, door prizes, and fun. It's the Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo. And it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year, an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnrmaryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Where can you hear and talk about UFOs, strange occurrences, life after death, and other unexplained phenomena? I'm George Norrie. Join me every morning from 1 to 5 for Coast to Coast AM on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
All right, let's talk to Albert in Chestertown, then Frank in Easton, and Rick in Arbutus. Go ahead, Albert. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I like to talk about this Sunday hunting thing.
Please do.
And, you know, by the way, the song you just had on that,
yeah,
it's a ringtone on my phone.
Okay. Good for you.
Well, anyway, you know, I remember as a child, you know, with these horseback riders.
Yeah.
We used to have a lot of fox hunts around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they used to chase the fox with the dogs and all that stuff. And they would tread across private property.
Absolutely. They still
do
it.
And, you know, and what about that? I mean, should they be charged with trespassing?
They should be, yes, if the landowner doesn't want them there. But here's what they – let me tell you what they do. Here's what they do, okay? They chase the fox across private property.
Mm-hmm.
After the hunt, they go back to the farmer. They know he's upset, or the landowner, and they know they're upset. And they go up to their door, and they go, hey, look, I'm really sorry. You know, we can't control where the fox goes. And, of course, in the middle of the hunt, we can't really call you and ask for permission. But here's what we'd like to do to make it up to you. Why don't you come to our wine tasting event here on Saturday? You and your wife as our guest.
If you don't drink wine, what if you're a recovering alcoholic or something like that?
Well,
that's an invasion of privacy there.
Albert, that's beside the point. I'm trying to tell you what they do is they go up and they try to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They try to be your friend. It might not be wine tasting. That's one example. It might be,
yeah.
You know, why don't you come over for a barbecue next weekend? Or why don't you do this? Or why join us, you know, like you're one of them. You know, and then that makes everything all right.
I understand what you're getting at there, but it's an invasion of the...
Albert, no question about it. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, hunters are supposed to be... You know, responsible for what
they are.
Got all these rules.
Yep.
Now, where's the rules about the trespassing?
There isn't. Good point.
You know, there should be a repeal about that.
Good point. Yeah, well, that's not what they're going to repeal, buddy. They're going to repeal Sunday hunting, or they're going to try to, and they hired Paladin to do that. So, all right. Thanks for the call, Albert. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Frank in Easton. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Al. Very well.
What's up?
Something just dawned on me while I was waiting. Is this fox chasing stuff is a very isolated thing to start with.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't like it's going on every other farm every Sunday in every county.
Well, that's not even the point. It's all about trail riding. It's all about, oh, we feel threatened by people with guns in the woods. When's the last time you ever heard of a horse person or a horse shot by somebody with a firearm, other than the pony that got killed on Assateague?
When was the last time you saw a fox chase while you were hunting out?
Well, I know, but I'm telling you, Frank, up this way, on some of the public lands, these horseback riders come riding right up the deer trail. You're in your tree stand, and you got to look at a parade of horses going by.
Well, then where the hunting deer on Sunday is concerned, I would like to mention two things, Al. A friend of mine, just before Christmas 2 years ago, we were supposed to meet. It was a lady friend from Western Maryland, and... when she was in her travels, some car had hit a deer coming the other way and ricocheted this deer into her windshield and killed her.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have a customer up in near the Bay Bridge. I deliver bottled water to her.
Right.
House. She has a son that lives in Frederick.
Right.
This man had hit a deer. It came through the windshield and was not dead and started kicking its feet. And I mean literally mutilated this man's face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're no question they're dangerous. Yeah,
not to mention the car accidents and the people that are being killed, Al.
Well, I know that, and look, the Department of Natural Resources is all in favor of Sunday hunting. I mean, it is a tremendous management tool. If you got your choice between issuing a crop damage permit, a deer management permit, a DMP in a certain area, or opening up Sunday hunting, DNR is going with Sunday hunting every time because they know they'll kill far more deer. By opening a deer season on 3 or 5 Sundays, as opposed to issuing crop damage permits, and
right.
The management goals accomplished, and the guys that are buying the licenses and are recreational hunters that support the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service are better served than handing a farmer a crop damage permit and having them shoot a bunch of deer and doing whatever with them.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank. See you, buddy. There he goes. Rick in Arbutus. Good morning, Rick. How are you? Rick, are you with me? Call back, Rick. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Whew. Google Frank D. Boston III, and you will see he's got myriad hits on Google or Bing or whatever search engine you decide that you'd like to have. A couple of events coming up. The Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department and Ducks Unlimited are having a sportsman's bash. That's on Saturday, April 12th. The doors open 11:30 to 6. The tickets include food and beer. If you want to get in the door, it's $50 to get in for one person and one raffle chance. Or a $100 entry ticket gives you one person and three raffle chances. And I don't know what it is per couple. I guess it's, 50 apiece if you both want raffle chances. But you can figure that out by going to the website, KI Gun Bash. That's KentIslandGunBash.com. It's the Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department Ducks Unlimited thing coming up. And every 15 minutes there's going to be a drawing for either $250 cash. They've got great guns on there like Mossberg 835, Savage Model 93 17 HMR, Remington Versamax, a Weatherby Vanguard, a Carbon Express Crossbow, a Benelli Super Vinci, $250 cash, Thompson Center Triumph, Henry Golden Boy, Yeti 65 Quick Cooler, $250 cash, Ruger American 270, Browning BPS 12. On it goes. Guns and cash given away every 15 minutes at the Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department Sportsman's Bash, Saturday, April 12th. Check it out online, KIGunBash.com. And don't forget, our buddies at J.O. Spice are having their grand opening of their new retail facility. I toured it the other day. Beautiful place. April 5th, 2014. 3721 Old Georgetown Road in Baltimore. You can go on their website, jospice.com, and check that out. There's all kinds of incentives and tickets and stuff. If you like crabby stuff, they've got it there. No question. For great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena is the spot where I go. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island and go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. If you need any type of fishing, anything for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing reports on the Mid-Bay, go to Fishbones or call Fishbones. They also carry the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. That number is 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. That's right. All right. Did I mention Chesapeake Outdoors yet? I don't know if I did or not, but I should. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, it's Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Kent Island. It's Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island. They're open 7 days a week. Boy, I wish I'd have had me a Bubba Blade the other day when I was cleaning those walleyes. Well, they've got the great Bubba Blade knife. Everybody needs one of these. Non-slip handle, great strong blade. If you cut your own meat, if you fillet your own fish, check out the Bubble Blade at Chesapeake Outdoors. For rockfish, they've got the spanking stripers, bucktails, and trolling lures. They've got the biggest giant custom-colored mojos you ever want to see. 16-ounce, 20-ounce, and 24-ounce trolling parachute lures if you need them. Rods, reels, tackles for Chesapeake Bay, for tidal rivers and freshwater fishing. They've got it all. Shotguns and ammo. They've got your shotgun for spring gobbler if you want. Spring gobbler is coming very soon, and they've got the calls by Zinc, the Avian X decoys that are beautiful and lifelike. Drake clothing right now, 40% off. They also carry Under Armour clothing. Bows include Parker, Mission, Matthews, Barnett crossbows. All of that, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Give them a call, 410-604-2500, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, or, you know, just stop by. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It's the latest trend in cell phones, keeping prying eyes out. In recent weeks, three companies have disclosed plans for so-called secure smartphones that are said to protect users from the prying eyes of the government and corporations. The phone makers, ranging from startups to aerospace giant Boeing, hope to capitalize on increased concern about privacy in the wake of revelations about government spying and growing corporate efforts to monitor web browsing and phone users' locations. The new phones buck the trend of connecting more devices to the Internet and sharing data among them. Instead, they incorporate features such as text messages that vanish and the disabling of browser tracking. You can configure your smartphone to accomplish the same ends, but you would have to be technically savvy. That's why there's demand for these phones. They have the protections users are looking for as soon as they're taken out of the package and turned on. Encrypted phones can be pricey. The Black Phone from SGP Technologies sells for $689. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Hey, don't forget about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108 and find out if they have what you need for fishing. And the answer is going to be, yes, we do. Come on in. We've got it. Rod and Reel Repair. We'll fill your spool with sweet fresh line, and you'll need it. We got all the bucktail jigs and all the parachute lures and the umbrellas for rockfish trolling. We've got everything you need for panfish like perch, white perch, yellow perch. We've got all the trout fishing baits and the live bait you need, too, if you like to fish with live bait, which many of us do. We've got the hooks and the weights and the terminal tackle and the swivels and, you know, all that good stuff. Again, I don't talk much about their bows, but they do have the Kotobo crossbows. They have the Parker bows, and they, you know, they have a bow facility where they can tune and repair your bow as well. Don't forget all the great firearms, especially the Browning firearms. They've got the great new A5 from Browning. They've got some great turkey guns too, and all the handguns you need for personal protection and home protection. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 24 hours a day, updated every week. That is 247-3474, 247-FISH.
This is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church. I've been excited to bring you our 60-second moments of truth during the week. The truth is important. Jesus said in John 8:32 that knowing the truth will make you free. And we'll only be able to keep our freedoms if we hold on to that which is true. The truth of God's Word is important to us at Cub Hill Church. In fact, that's all we preach. Why don't you come out and join us? We're open every Sunday. We have an adult Bible study at 10:15 a.m. and our worship service is at 11. We're located about a mile and a half north of Beltway Exit 31B, right at the corner of Harford and Cub Hill Roads. Call if you have any questions or need further directions. Our number is 410-661-9419. Again, this is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church and purveyor of A Moment of Truth.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was born and raised on the eastern shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land, little towns like Princess Anne. Cannon factories in tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County. Well, it didn't take long for me to figure it out. A lot of ways in, no way out. So I got a guitar. I joined a band, hit the road, and well, here I am. 37 years of neon lights, ice cold beer and honky tonk nights. Money for nothing, but the chicks aren't free. Unless, of course, you're in Somerset County.
All right. Hey, Mike, how you doing? That was Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings on Somerset County, the title of their new CD. So, Bird Dog's allowed us to use this music, and we like using it because some of it's pretty cool. Hey, if you like music, too, by the way, my buddy Steve Conover, who has written a number of the songs that you hear on the radio show here that we play from the Duck Commander, like Cut 'Em All Jack and those types of things, go to www.huntingmusic.com. and you can download those on your iTunes or your Android, too, if you like. Google.com, Store Music, artist Steve Conover. And, you know, I got the links if anybody wants the links on your Android or for you know, but you can go to www.huntingmusic.com. That'll get it for you. All right. Since we've totally lost the entire momentum of the show, we're going to start over. Yep, we're going to start over. We're going to invite you to call and comment on anything you've heard so far, 410-922-6680, or anything that you'd like to talk about. In way of review, Sunday hunting is in jeopardy. Sunday hunting has gotten had some victories over the past dozen years or so, including the first time we had Sunday hunting in Maryland. It was one day in firearm season and one day in archery season. And I happened to be hunting in Cecil County that one day of, I think it was November 4th, Sunday, and I shot the first deer I ever shot with my crossbow. It was a 9-point buck. And it was historic in my mind because it was the first Sunday hunting day for bow hunters in Maryland. It was the first deer I shot with my crossbow, and it was a decent buck. Okay? So, that was that being said, I have enjoyed Sunday hunting on numerous occasions. I do the radio show on Saturday. Why wouldn't I hunt on Sunday? That's just me. Sunday hunting is under attack by the horse community. And if you're in the horse community, come on and tell me that, you don't care. But the organized horse community has hired a high-powered lobbyist, a hired gun, a paladin. We're going to call him Paladin, okay? And his name, I'll get that for you in a second here, as soon as I grab it. His name is Frank D. Boston III. He's an attorney here from Maryland. And he is a lobbyist for a number of organizations here in Maryland and outside, the biggest one being Philip Morris. The second biggest one being the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company. Then he's got Atlantic Wind Connection, Under Armour, Fraternal Order Police Lodge 3, Baltimore Licensed Beverage Association, Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, Maryland Association for Justice, Maryland Hotel and Lodging Association, Maryland Licensed Firearm Dealers Association. He's got some pretty high-powered clients. And this is the guy hired by the horse people to end Sunday hunting for you and I here in Maryland. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Alan. This is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
All right. I was listening this morning, and I thought, well, I don't have anything to contribute. I'll just listen and see what they have to say, you know. And then you got on the horse people. Let me tell you. You know, in my lifetime, I've made friends with everybody from welfare to millionaires, okay?
So have I. So what?
No, but I'm going to tell you, you learn from each group. They all have something to teach you.
Right.
I had some friends, a couple years ago, and they were so excited. They had bought this land, and they had got it at a great price. Well, kind of flag kind of went up with me, but I thought, hey, what do I know? You know, I thought, why is this land so much cheaper than the surrounding lands? Well, they were going to build their dream home. They went out there and they marked off the land and all of this, and they found out they were surrounded by the horse people. One Sunday, she said she heard like thunder coming across, you know, from God knows where.
Yep.
And they ran to see, what is this? You know, because it was a little shack on the property. They hadn't built the house yet. And it was the horse people. She said, oh, my God, I can't have this. And like you say, they went up to them and apologized, and they didn't know the land was sold.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for a quarter of a century.
Oh, yeah.
And they invited them to one of their little shindigs.
See?
Well, my friends turned them down. They said, nah, we don't want to come to shindig. We want you guys not to run across here on Sunday.
Right.
Well, when that didn't work, let me tell you, these people will do anything to get what they want. Do you know they made my friends' lives so miserable?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
They ended up selling the land. They made a good profit. I think they were behind buying it. But anyway, they sold the land and had to give up their dream home in that area. Let me tell you what happened. I went out there for lunch once. Well, you know, deserted areas and woods is not quite my thing.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to have this one lunch with you guys, and then that's it.
Right.
this is uncomfortable for me.
I got
anyway,
you.
Anyway, so they only stayed in this little shack, like, on the weekends to kind of keep an eye on things.
Right.
They came the weekend after they refused. They said they didn't want them coming across. Well, you know, they came across the next Sunday anyway.
Well, sure.
They didn't pay any attention to them.
No.
But there were a couple bullet holes in the shack.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, you can't see who's shooting at you from back in the woods.
Right, right.
And then the next thing, When they tried to fight it, they got a lawyer and yada yada. The next thing you know, they had some lumber that had been delivered and whatever. There was a mysterious little fire.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, some of the lumber had burnt.
I'm shocked.
This is a message. This is a message. If you don't let us run across this property, you may not even get to enjoy your dream home. They had to give up. The money that they would have had to spend.
Oh, absolutely.
To fight them.
Yep.
They didn't have that kind of
money,
you know.
Nope.
And they had to give up. They sold a little land and made a nice little profit. But I told them, I said, you know, I don't know nothing about land and a whole lot of money and so forth, but I do know this. If that land was cheaper than the land usually goes for around that area, there's a reason. You guys should have checked out that reason.
Now you know.
Because, and probably the last people owned it got rid of it for the same reason.
Yep.
Those horses coming through on Sunday. So I'll tell you. I'm not a hunter and a fisher, you know that.
Right.
But all you hunters out there, get up off your you-know-what and fight these people. First of all, I'd love to see you guys beat them to get even with my friends for what they went through. But get up. Stop being silent before you lose your rights and do what you have to do to let them know they can't just take over like this. And so that's all I have to say about the horse people.
Thank you, friend.
Okay, Alan.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. I couldn't said it any better. Paul in Centerville. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, just like to talk about the Sunday hunting.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with chasing a fox. It has everything to do with they want to stop hunting altogether.
That's correct.
Sunday is a starting point for them. They have representation. Us hunters have nothing.
That's correct.
We're not an organized group. We need to get organized or they're going to take everything from us. We're going to lose Sunday hunting. And once we lose Sunday hunting, then we're going to lose Saturday hunting. And they're going to keep going because it's not about riding the horse. It's about stopping hunting.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And I've published two articles directly verbatim from their publication called The Equerry last summer, last fall, and I'll make that available to anybody who would like to have that article. I'll send you a copy of it, what we published in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It was a two-part section on what their agenda was, what their views are, what they stand for, and what they want. And it's pretty direct. We want to stop hunting. We think deer need to be managed, but you know, sharpshooters are fine. And hunting is awful, and we don't like deer hunting. We just don't like it. So we're going to move against it. Doesn't matter how much revenue it generates for the state. It doesn't matter, and nothing matters because they're tunnel vision. Okay. Now you said something very key. We need to get organized. We need to da 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 da. All right. I can go to a conservation banquet. There'll be 300 people there. Okay? You'll mention something like this, their eyes will glaze over. Nobody will come up to you at the end of the banquet and say, "How can I help?" Yeah, they'll yeah you to death. They'll yeah you to death, but there's no action. None. Zero. Very little involvement. And you know what? It's going to take something like this to get people awake. Oh, hey, look, you can go on a website forum. And you can comment and you can make your little comments and you can do this and you can do that. And that little group there on the website, they all, yeah, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah. Hey, guys, we need $1,000 from you to make a political contribution so that we can get some influence with our leaders in Annapolis, our lawmakers in Annapolis. Can you help us out?
Well, you know, I don't know. $1,000, that's a lot of money. Holy crap.
Okay? So, you know, yeah, we like to talk like you talk, Paul. We need to get organized. What would you do to help, Paul?
Well,
What would you do? Would you allow somebody to have your email address so that they could send you issues like this? If you have email or your mailing address so that you could get a mailing from somebody?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I work in the farming community.
Okay.
And legislation has come down on the farmers in the last
horrible.
Finally, the farmers have a voice in Annapolis with Farm Bureau, and we have the farming community now has a lobbyist that's there to protect their interests.
Okay, good. And it's not cheap, is it? It's not cheap, is it, Paul?
No, and no. Until the hunters get that, it's not going. We're going to fight the eight ball all the time.
But Paul, do you understand what's happened here in the past dozen years? The hunting community has had a lobbyist in the halls of Annapolis. How do you think we got Sunday hunting? How do you think we continued to gain on Sunday hunting? How do you think we got the bear hunt? How do you think we got funding for farmers and hunters feeding the hungry? How do you think all that came about? That didn't come about by accident. We had an active lobbyist there. Okay?
Where is it at today?
You tell me. I know. I can't publicly tell all of you, but I know. I know that the organization that the lobbyist worked for is in, shall we say, disarray. That's a good word, disarray. And that there's no lobbyist in Maryland General Assembly this year that stands up for the hunters or fishermen. So we've got 80,000 hunters and half a million fishermen who have no representation in the halls of Annapolis.
You said it all.
Well, we have a caucus within the General Assembly of delegates and senators who are interested in hunting and fishing. They're fighting the battle on their own. But they don't hear from anybody either. They don't hear from us. They don't have any policy statements on any of these issues because their support mechanism has been crippled. Okay?
Yep.
They're busy in the halls of Annapolis, and when you can say to a General Assembly a delegate or a senator, when you can hand them a paper and say, this is what the sportsman's community is all about, this is what we want, and here's the reason why, and here's the financial statement. And they look at that and they go, I got it. And into the committee they go, okay? When they don't have that in their hand, what can they do? They can't make something up.
How do we go about getting that started and getting it done?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to tell you this right now, that whatever organization decides to take the reins and actually do something for the sportsmen of Maryland and get their crap together and hire a lobbyist and put some money up, I'm going to drive it right here as best I can. I'll make that commitment right now. So if you've got an idea, if anybody out there has an idea, email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you got an idea for fundraising, for organization, for structure, ideas on how this can all work, you have a name, a concept, throw it out there. I'm not going to discount anybody, okay? But I'm telling you, this battle is real. It started now. It's going to continue next session. And like you said, they're not just coming after Sunday hunting.
Thank you for your time this morning.
I'm here every Saturday for 2 hours, Paul. Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have email address?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to send me an email?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Chesapeake Outdoors. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing and hunting supplies, right there on Dominion Road, Route 50 East, exit 39B. They've got giant striper trolling lures. They call them mojos. 16-ounce, 20-ounce, and 24-ounce parachutes with custom colors. They're beautiful. They've got the spanking striper lures. They've got the Bubba Blade knives. They've got Drake waterfowl clothing, what's left, at 40% off. They carry Matthews bows, vertical bows, compound bows. They carry Mission bows, Mission crossbows, Parker bows and crossbows, Barnett crossbows if you're a bow hunter. For shotguns and ammunition for turkey season, they've got it. They've got the zinc calls for turkey season, the Avian X decoys for turkey season. They've got rods, reels, and tackle. For anything in the Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, or fresh water, they've got it. They've got live bait. Spankin' Striper trolling lures. Spankin' Stripers. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Stop by, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Call the fishing hotline at 410-247-FISH. If you need line on your spool, if you need a rod tip repaired, if you need a guide wound on, if you need advice, which is critical, where to go, what to use, they've got that. Just ask any of the guys down there. They got live bait. They got trout bait. They got perch bait. They got grass shrimp and minnows and shiners, and they've got everything that a fisherman could need, want, or imagine. Hunters, too. They've got the great Browning firearms. They've got handguns for personal protection. They've got shotguns for personal protection. Got a complete gunsmithing services, including scope mounting and bore sighting. Where's all this? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde's Sports. That phone number, slowly, is 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road at Fishbones. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and for the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. 410-360-0573, 360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. It's the Splash into Spring event at Talbot Power Sports on Route 50 in Easton. This coming Friday and Saturday, 28th and 29th, the headliners are the Can-Am Spider. You've seen that. Sea-Doo personal watercraft and Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spider, that three-wheeled deal with its Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies, you can count on an exhilarating and confident ride from sport to touring. There's a Can-Am Spider for your riding style. Sea-Doo personal watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark. It's playful, it's easy to ride, and family-friendly, affordable. From beginner to luxury to performance, Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road where adventure lives, and the Can-Am ATV, whether it's for work or for play, choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4 for the farm or for the woods. On Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th, take the family to Talbot Power Sports, 9477 Ocean Gateway, Route 50 in Easton for food, door prizes, and fun. It's the Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
Frank D. Boston III.
Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man.
Frank D. Boston III.
A knight without armor in a savage land.
Lobbyist for the horse community in Maryland.
His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind.
Repeal all Sunday hunting laws.
A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
Screw the hunters. Huzzah for the horse folks.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam?
Frank D. Boston III.
Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
Right here at home in Baltimore. Well connected. Well connected in the General Assembly. Sunday hunting repeal is real, and if your delegate does not hear from you, then there's a very real possibility we lose a hard-fought gain for the hunting community. I just got back from the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting in Annapolis, and from the lips of DNR, the horse people are in full attack mode. The high-powered lobby efforts are connected with some of the legislators. That does not mean they win. Your elected official needs to hear from you. If you cannot take a day off from work, then send an email. It's better than doing nothing at all. There's a link here to the Environmental Matters Committee. If you'd like to have that, I'll be more than glad to supply it. Find your delegate, include a brief statement about your concern, and include your name, address, and contact information. The letter should read something different than mine, and I'll give you all this information. Send me an email. The horse community is in full attack mode, coming after the sportsmen, coming after Sunday hunting. The effort is to repeal it, and that's just the first step. All right, coming up next, Alan Summers with the Garden Club. He's so excited that spring is here, he wet his plants. My name is Alan Ellis, and that concludes the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I'll see you next week, same time, same location on your dial, WCBM 680. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe. Crank up the music, and I'm getting